Okay, good evening all. So I think this is our last Mincha Marv of the season, is that right? I think so, right? What is Lichos next week? Okay, maybe. But this is the last official, I think, of the summer. So we have one final night, at least, to discuss some of the halachos as they pertain to Shnayim Mikra. So we'll conclude with some of these final ideas. So we've been saying that there are many different customs as to what a person is supposed to be doing in terms of when they should complete their Shnayim Mikra V'Echad Targum, when they should be reading through the entire Parsha twice and doing the translation of it. So we have a few more this evening. So Matzinu Bekama Sifrei Hakadmonim, Shinagu L'Havir HaSidra Shnayim Mikra V'Echad Targum, some people have evidently have the custom to do all of Shnayim Mikra, to do the two recitations of the Parsha and to do the translation all in the morning before davening, which means you have to wake up very early on Shabbos morning. Not everyone likes to do that. Okay, but some of the greats of the previous generations have had this custom. And so this is probably one of the most common customs, at least in the circles that I've traveled in the past. That most people, what they do is there are seven aliyos, so it works out perfectly. 7 days of the week, seven aliyos. You do one aliyah every single day. You read it twice, and then you do the translation for that aliyah that day. So Sunday you do the Rishon, Monday you do Sheni, etc., so on and so forth. And some people have that custom to do. And he explains that. So with all of this said, with these so many different customs that we've explained last time and we explained this time, so Bali Batim Haturu Demala Michi V'Ala Kalkala, those individuals who are so busy, they're always involved in various acts of chesed, in various acts of Idmalmut in their Parnasa. And so even if there is an ideal, as we explained last time, that maybe you should do the entire Shnayim Mikra on Friday, right? So, but let's say you just can't. It is impossible. So he says, Mutav lahem la'avir es ha-sidra parsha achas b'kol yom b'havana. It's better that you go through with this last custom that we said, that every single week you do one aliyah at a time and you understand what you're saying. Then, mishiyamar be'erev Shabbos o b'Shabbos Kodesh b'mehiras b'li havana. It's better to do it one aliyah by one every single day of the week, Rishon, Sheni, than to do it all on Erev Shabbos or to do it all on Shabbos morning. And when you do that, you're not going to understand anything because you have to speed through it so quickly. So it's better to do the idea of going one by one than to do it all at once if you're not going to know what's happening. And then he goes through several various halachos as it pertains to what about doing Shnayim Mikra in the evening, right? After Mincha Marav, maybe a natural time for one to do it. It's so easy, you're already in shul. Spend 15 minutes just going through the Chumash. So there are various Kabbalistic reasons why a person should not be learning Torah, like actually the actual text of the Torah in the evening, and so he brings down us some skeptical reasons if a person should be doing that, but nonetheless it seems like there certainly are leniencies, or if you can call it that, Torah line, that you could do Shnayim Mikra in the evening, but most agree that one should not be doing the Targum. So in other words, you could read the Pasuk, but don't read Unkelus. You could do it Rashi, or you could do the English, whatever it is, but just don't do Unkelus. And then he explains that there are those that say that after Chatzos at night, so again, after 12:45 or so this evening, so you can go ahead and read the psukim according to many people, but also some say you shouldn't be doing it. And finally, he says just a few final halachos over here. So yesh shakasvu shebeleil Shabbos ein la'avir hasidra. When it comes to Friday night in particular, one should not be doing Shnayim Mikra. Why? Because of the same idea. Kivan she'in korim targum balayla. Because you can't be doing the targum at night. So you're going to come to Friday night. You're going to see that you haven't done all of targum. So you're going to be in trouble. So ach lemaisa harbe nohagim la'avir hasidra Shnayim Mikra ve'echad targum beleil Shabbos kodesh. He says even though there are various Kabbalistic reasons why a person and should not be involved in the Targum at night, nonetheless, he says that when it comes to the custom of Klal Yisrael, which we always assume that Minag Yisrael Torihi, that what the Jewish people do, that you have to assume that's the right thing to do, so many people are doing Shnayim Mikra V'Echad Targum on Friday night, so therefore you can go ahead and do it seemingly even with the Targum as well. And in Mavir as the Sidra Belal Shabbos, Lo Yikra Lo Arner, very important, a little bit more important for back in the day than it was now, than it is now, but the Chazal were careful to say that you shouldn't be reading or learning by candlelight on a Friday night. Why? Well, very simple, because if you do that, let's say the light starts to dim or it's sort of hard to read, so you may come to sort of adjust the candle a little bit, kind of like if you have like a room with a dimmer, so maybe you shouldn't keep the light on dim, or if it is on dim, you should make sure that it's not too dim that you wouldn't be able to read properly in it, so that you don't come to switch up the light switch or anything like that. There would be such a concern, so he says don't do Shnayim Mikra in a room like that or near a candle. that you'd come to move it. And he says, Belel Mosei Shabbos Yachol Lekro Mikra Af Lefi HaKabbalah. Even according to those Kabbalists who say, don't do Shnei Mikra at night, Mosei Shabbos, you could go ahead and do it. But he says, only if you haven't done the Malava Malka yet, the various Kabbalistic reasons why he's giving this explanation. So he says, that's what one should do. Aval Targum Lo Yikra Lefi HaKabbalah. But when it comes to the Targum, again, the Unklus, you shouldn't do it. And again, then finally, just one last idea, that Misha Ta V'Chashav Sheb'Parshios Bahar B'Chukosai. Let's say you come to a week where you think it's, for example, a double Parsha. You think it's Bahar B'Chukosai, but it turns out you're wrong. It's just Parshas Bahar. But you were very excited, so you did the Shnai Mikra for both Bahar and B'Chukosai. So does that mean you're off next week? That you don't have to do it next week when it's actually just B'Chukosai? So he says, no, unfortunately, if you did a double Parsha of Shnai Mikra this week, but you're only laning Parshas Bahar, then next week you have to go ahead and do Parshas B'Chukosai again as well, because you have to do it in the proper time. You can't, you can make up for it later, but you can't do it sooner than you are, than the obligation becomes apparent. And again, many more halachos in this area, but for now we will stop here and we'll conclude with the Rabbis Kaddish.